Here's my guest, Peter Coyote, to put James B. Johnson in context.
His audacious Harlem stride piano style transformed ragtime into jazz before 1920 and influenced Fats Waller, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and Thelonious Monk. His piano rolls, published between 1918 and 1922, were among the finest of their kind. His later recordings reveal exceptional piano skills equal to keyboard masters like Willie the Lion Smith and progressives such as Art Tatum. He was a popular attraction at rent parties, clubs, and dance halls in Harlem. He had perfect pitch and was in great demand as a session musician in the 20s and 30s. His list of collaborators reads like a who's who of jazz and blues. Bessie Smith, Fats Waller, Clarence Williams, Ethel Waters, King Oliver, Mez Mezereau, and Sidney Bechet. And his Charleston became the signature tune of the Roaring Twenties. He should have been hailed among the greatest composers, jazz musicians, and songwriters of the jazz era. But even after all this, he was almost unknown to the general public. When he died in obscurity in 1955, he had been out of the public eye for 15 years. And had barely performed or recorded in a decade.
Now I've got them hungry blues. Nothing in this world to lose.
His name was James P. Johnson. James Price Johnson was one of the greatest geniuses of American music. His composing partners were the cream of black cultural overachievers. UB Blake, WC Handy, Andy Razoff, William Grant Still, and the poet laureate of the Harlem Renaissance, Langston Hughes, with whom he wrote a one-act blues opera. James P. Johnson composed prolifically, creating or collaborating on 16 musical stage revues, landmarks of their kind in black theater. Keep Shufflin', Messin' Around, Swingin' the Dream, Shuffle Along, Kitchen Mechanics Review, Sugar Hill, Meet Miss Jones, and more. Not yet satisfied with his achievements, James P. Johnson sought formal training in classical piano technique and music theory, harmony, composition, counterpoint, and orchestration. He began to compose major orchestral works. Over a dozen concertos, suites, and symphonic works. Some were performed in Carnegie Hall as early as 1928. Others were never performed or published in his lifetime. James P. Johnson's dramatic symphonic poem, Drums, was originally written for the 1932 show Harlem Hacha. Later, he orchestrated it as Those Jungle Drums, a tone poem with lyrics by Langston Hughes. And Johnson himself recorded a 2.5-minute version for piano in the 1940s. Lost for 40 years, Drums was restored by extensive research in cooperation with the Johnson family and premiered by the Concordia Orchestra in New York, now heard on a Musical Heritage Society CD.
We heard the world premiere recording of James P. Johnson's symphonic poem, Drums. This tribute to James P. Johnson began with a summing up of James P. Johnson's masterful contributions to American music.
I'm Peter Coyote. This is Jazz Rhythm, classic jazz, old and new, with Dave Radlauer.
Peter will be back shortly.